Hello, 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 and
Hi.
Welcome back to another Peace Talks. It is October 12th. We are having a beautiful fall day, and I am with two of our first guest speakers on the podcast. If you guys want to introduce yourselves, you are welcome to do so.
Yeah, I'm Landis Lamone.
I'm Kesley Hilton.
Yeah. This is the third episode of the Peace Talks, and we are hoping for all the upcoming episodes to come out that we're going to get guest speakers on for each episode. So you guys are the first guest speakers.
Yay.
So if you guys just want to give a little like intel on what you guys do and stuff, I mean, the audience might know, but some people might know. I know who you guys are.
Yeah. So I'm Landis again. I'm a senior. I play volleyball. I'm an exercise science major. Yeah.
I'm Kesley. I'm also a senior. I play volleyball and lacrosse. I picked up basketball this year just for fun. And I'm an admissions ambassador and president of a club, Peace Ministry. Shout out.
Actually, yeah, we were going to we usually do a club shout out, and I was going to do Peace Ministry. But now that you did that,
awesome.
Got that out.
I'm ahead of the game.
But yeah, definitely Peace Ministry. That goes on every Thursday, right?
Yes, yeah. 7 o'clock.
And 7 o'clock. It's great. It's great for a great time to be with friends and just, you know, do some Bible study and just, you know, live, laugh, love, have a great time.
Yeah. Amen.
And Kesley and Josiah have been doing a great job. And you guys have a community night going on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about it.
I'm unfortunately not going to be able to go to that. But because I'll be working. But it looks really fun. So for anybody listening, make sure to keep in mind on events like that, because those events are fun. I bet that one will definitely be fun.
Yeah.
Usually what we like to do on the podcast is we go over past events and then we talk about upcoming events. And since we're on the topic, we have the most recent volleyball game. You guys win with Meredith.
That was fun. That was a good game.
How was your guys' like? So apparently, like, Meredith is like a rivalry. Like, it's our rival. Was there like a lot of anticipation for that game in particular?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like our number one rival is actually SVU, just because of conference championship last year. But them being like our Raleigh rival. Obviously, it's very intense game, high pressure kind of, and people show up, so that brings some energy for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was very chaotic. I was there. I'm not the hugest, like, energetic when it comes to sports, so I'm just like, whenever you guys scored, I'm like, yeah, and I was just like, flailing their arms, and they got like the poster's wings down, and I'm just like, oh God.
Yeah, it was very overstimulating. Mm-hmm. I'm not very energetic when it comes to sports either. I feel like you have to be when you play for a team.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I think the rivalry really stems from being in the same location versus, like, skill. They are good, and they've been good in the past. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the energy just came, I think, from sharing one city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought there was going to be a fight in the stands.
I thought there was too.
I was low-key kind of rooting for it. And then Coach was like, Kesley, stop. I was like, sorry.
Wait.
Literally, I was over the sidelines chanting that.
But no, that was good. What else do we have? Oh, we also have the three-day weekend that happened last weekend. Mm-hmm. For Indigenous People Day and Columbus Day. Mm-hmm. And that was good.
Yeah,
Was that a nice, restful time?
Yes, it was. Definitely. Yeah, a nice chance to just catch up on your body and some sleep and sanity,
for sure.
Yeah, because this is midterm season now.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Has the senioritis been hitting at all?
I think senioritis hit 4 years ago, but
mine is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I've actually been more on top of things, but I also think it's because I have so many things to do. I'm like, I can't wait or I'll be stressed out.
No, definitely.
I actually spent my day off Monday tutoring for research methods because their exam, their midterm was today. Mm-hmm. They were all stressed out about it. And I was like, you got it. I promise.
Yeah. So with now we go over like the upcoming events that go on. So we have Fall Fest. That's something that I think will be fun. That's definitely always fun. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff. I think that's happening next Monday, so that's the 16th. So make sure to be on the lookout for that, because I think that will be fun. We, being the Peace Times, or part of the Peace Times, we have the mini print. It's going to come out Wednesday. It didn't, because we didn't have a table to distribute. Not going to, you know, go into that, but that's another time. But that's definitely going to be coming out next Wednesday, so the 18th. So be on the lookout for the mini print. It's going to give you a little bit. We got some, like, the stories that we've been cooking up and a little bit of preview of what our print edition is going to look like.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, looking forward to that come out. We also have the State Fair. That's coming up, too.
Yes, yes.
Me and my dad were originally going to go for, like, a tasting, which would be able to, like, taste all the foods and stuff that the fair has.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that... That wasn't happening this year, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Was there, like, a tasting event?
Yeah. I mean, my dad told me about it. He's like, yeah, they do, like, a tasting event. I'm just like, oh, yeah, hook me up.
Definitely.
Get all the fried Oreos I want, please.
Exactly. So is that your favorite fair food? Like, is the ultimate fair food?
It's the fried Reese's and the fried Oreos.
Okay.
They have fried Reese's?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
What? Oh. No, I did not. I like funnel cakes. I
can mess up some funnel cakes.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram reel the other day, and it was like top foods to try at NC State Fair or something.
I saw that too.
It's like fried cheese, and there's like a corn dog or something. I don't know. I was like, I want all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The fried cheese doesn't sound that great to me.
Yeah, me neither. That's strange to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a mozzarella stick if you think about it.
It is.
Yeah.
Stick. Right. Depends on the type of cheese.
Wisconsin label. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And our final thing is we have the William Peace Theater is showing The Wedding Singer. Our soundboard boy, Caden Connor, is going to be in that.
Shout out.
And that's going to be from October 17th to, or not, not that. I think it's the 13th to the 15th.
I don't know. 12th.
Or the 12th? 12th to the 15th? Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
Lewis. Hey, I keep up with our theater.
I'm a theater buff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able, because, like, I'm not going to be able to go to it, unfortunately.
Again? Okay. You're not showing up? I'm just kidding.
Because I'm going with my honors class to D.C.
That's right.
Landis, you're in that class, but you're not going, right?
No, I'm not going. Sounds great, though.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That would definitely be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, maybe we'll get back in time to see it, or maybe just a little bit of it. Hopefully, they just post on social media, because just to get a little, or maybe they'll live stream it, you know? Because I know they've done that with some plays.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be good, because it seems like a really good show. I've heard a lot of good things.
For sure. And student admission is
$5?
Yeah. $5.
How do you know this stuff?
Hey, my girl Ashlyn, she's the lead role.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's got you covered. All right, now to get in the nitty gritty of everything, and that's talking about you guys. The most known thing you guys are is volleyball.
Yes.
That's like your biggest thing. That's where you're leaving with. It's like, oh yeah, those volleyball players.
Our identity.
Unfortunately.
So I got a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah.
First one being, how did you get into volleyball in general? Like, when did you like start playing, or like what like grabbed you onto it? Pretty much.
You want to start? You want me to start?
I can start.
Okay.
I feel like our stories are very different. Like, between us, but also across the entire board and the team.
Mm-hmm.
I actually never played volleyball before my entire life. I played basketball and soccer. Sophomore year, we moved to Oregon. Then we ended up in North Carolina. I'm from Georgia, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom encouraged me to try out for the volleyball team. No experience. Never touched a volleyball before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I went to tryouts, made varsity, mainly because I'm 6 feet tall, not because I had any kind of skill or anything. I played there for 3 years and really liked it, and then kind of got sucked into the whole recruiting realm and found my way to Peace, contacted the coach here. I loved the location. I loved the fact that they require internships. And so, yeah, I've been playing since freshman year.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mine started in middle school. I played every sport except for volleyball at that point, basically. I was against it. I was like, why would I be wanting to run around in spandex and things on my knees, you know? And my, I guess, middle school gym teacher or whatever, she was the assistant coach at the high school, and she was like, Kesley, you need to play volleyball. And I was like, I don't know. Well, I tried it out, like, in the county league, and I just kind of fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. So I tried out JV for 8th grade and then played 8th grade and then all throughout high school and played travel ball. And then Emerson Scolo, she played here. She went to the same high school as I did, and she's kind of the one that drug me here. And at first I was like, I don't want to come here. And then I just kept coming back, and I was like, I actually love it, and here I am. And if I could go back 4 years, I wouldn't change it, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, fun fact, Emerson hosted the podcast last semester.
Really? Yeah, Emerson?
Hosted?
Emerson, if you're listening right now, I love you.
I will find you, and I'll listen to every single podcast you led.
It was Emerson and Brian that did the last one. They did a great job.
Oh, good.
All right, so moving on to our next one. Well, you guys kind of answered the one. I was going to ask, like, how did you guys gravitate towards peace, pretty much? I mean, did you guys, like, was it just something? Because I remember I found peace by, like, my mom. She was just like, hey, they're doing, like, tours. You want to go? And I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And, like, the thing is, like, I was set to go to Campbell, but, you know, free tuition. It's, like, a whole story. Bottom line is, I ended up at peace. How did you guys, like, Emerson gravitated to you. Landis, how did you find it?
I got recruited by Greensboro College, which is another small college in Greensboro, for to play volleyball. And I looked up the standings, like, in the conference, and it said William Peace is number one, the standing that I looked at in that current year. And so I contacted the coach, and then she reached out to me and said, hey, you want to come on a tour? So I went on a tour, and it was, like, a day like this. It was, like, super sunny and beautiful. I just fell in love with it. And then my admissions ambassador was great. And I remember just hearing, like, the internship, how you have an internship. And I feel like networking is so important, especially when you're in a small college like this. Like, you just got – and then the location of Raleigh, like, there's so many networking opportunities. So
yeah, sure. Definitely. Oh, that's awesome. So what would you say is your favorite thing about playing the sport, especially being at peace?
I would say – as corny as this sounds, I would say just, like, the family aspect of the team, and just having how many on the team? 24, 25?
Yeah.
24 best friends, kind of.
Yeah.
I've never been on a team as close as this, and, like, wondering, like, I would be able to sit down in a room with anybody on the team and be able to have a conversation. And, like, not feel awkward or out of place, you know? And I don't know how common that is at other sports or other colleges. So I would say that's probably my favorite thing. And we're just a fun group of girls, and we're goofy, and we're silly with each other. And I think that's part of our culture and what makes us so special.
Yeah, for sure. I think college sports is a different breed. Like, I feel like it's really fun in games in high school and lower, but, like, once you get to college, it's, like, a
serious.
Whole, yeah, a whole, like, another level of dedication and, like, grit. And honestly, it's super fun, but it can also be extremely overwhelming and taxing and stressful. And definitely having our family aspect, and also, like, having my parents not make it to many games and being able to rely on my best friend's parents to be there for me, too, like, is so crazy. Aww. Like, it's amazing. Fills my heart. So, yeah, definitely having those people to back you up when you're in those stressful times when playing college sport may not be fun at times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's definitely the most important part.
That's actually a great segue. I was going to ask about, like, you guys are involved. I mean, Kesley, you're like, the president of the Peace Ministry. And, Lance, you're, like, an RA, and you're a peer tutor. Like, you guys do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
How is it balancing everything? Like, being an athlete at the same time, but also dealing with schoolwork and all the other stuff.
It's definitely crazy, but I feel like everybody works with you, like, everybody. And I feel like they're so appreciative that you are an athlete and you represent the school that they'll work with you with anything.
Yeah.
We were orientation leaders, too, and that was awesome, too, like, being able to meet the people coming in and seeing, like, their purpose. Like, it kind of gives you more of a purpose, if that makes sense. And, like, being involved has definitely allowed me to meet new people that maybe aren't the same as me. Like, volleyball, we have so many different, like, similarities. Yeah. But, like, me and, like, the RAs have maybe more difference in similarities, but it's so awesome to be able to connect with them and my volleyball teammates at the same time. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah. To go off of that, I think how she said, like, people were very easy to work with. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is communication and just, like, making sure you're communicating to your coaches, your bosses, or whoever you're working with. Yeah. And that goes a long way, and they really appreciate that when you're just, like, open and transparent. Honestly, I feel like this year I was, like, I'm going to be super overwhelmed, and I haven't felt that way yet. Like, sometimes I have my days. I think it just comes down to really prioritizing and putting the things you need to do first, and getting mm-hmm. those done out of the way. And then also trying to find time for yourself so you don't hit burnout.
Yeah.
Spending time with your friends and family and loving one another and just reminding yourself that, hey, this is life. You're supposed to have a good time and love and have joy. So
yeah definitely. Sure. Wise words from Kesley. I think the final thing is, what are you looking, like, you guys are seniors, you're going to be graduating soon. What are you looking forward to after graduating and, like, finishing up? Are you guys going to still continue volleyball after you graduate?
No. 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 I'm excited. I'm super excited for this next chapter in my life. And, like, mm-hmm. this year so far has been very, like, come to Jesus for me. Like, it's really, like, testing me to depend on God for this next chapter of my life, because it's going to be very extremely difficult.
Yeah.
But I heard that, like, locally there's, like, twos, like, volleyball, like, competitions between, like, twos on mm-hmm. grass, and you can just compete for fun. So I think Mike
used to do that.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't think so. I'm excited to see, like, what other skills I have and, like, what other ways that, like, God has for me
mm-hmm.
in life. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't plan on playing volleyball either. I love it to death, and I've spent almost, like, 10 years dedicating my life to it. But mentally, at this level, I don't know if I could do another year.
Yeah.
Maybe just for, like, fun, goofing yeah. off. That would be, because I don't want to completely cut it out of my life. I'm not ready to get let go of lacrosse, though.
Mm.
I've been an athlete for basically my whole life. Mm-hmm. School and athletics, that's all I've known. So yeah. I'm a little nervous about the identity crisis I'm going to have when I graduate in May.
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't want to practice. But kind of to go off what Lannis is saying, I'm a little nervous about that, but also really excited about this next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the next chapter is going to be, but I know the author of my chapter, so I just have to have faith in him and God. He's going to lead me wherever he wants me to be, as long as I mm-hmm. Give honor and glory to him. Yeah. I think I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we're baby birds right now, and gosh, is our mama bird kicking us
literally.
Out.
Literally. He's like, you'll be fine.
Just do it. It's just like, I don't know how to do it. Oh,
yeah.
That's on you. All right. Well, with that being said, that's all the questions I have for you guys. So
thank you so much for this.
This was
no
fun.
Problem.
I am enjoying this.
Before we head out, do you guys have any finishing things you want to leave off with?
Find joy in the little things. Don't mm-hmm. let the big things get over your head, and don't overthink.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that exact thing. Just look for little things in life. Draw those around you closer. Mm-hmm. Even those that are not around you, even your enemies, still show them love and kindness and joy, and you'll be okay.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right, thank you.
See you all later.